Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, Tolos, we're keeping the conversation going right here on the Fan Upstate as we welcome in for the second time on these airwaves, Jay Paterno, member of the Penn State Board of Trustees and son of Penn State legend Joe Paterno, to comment on Penn State, the firing of James Franklin, and a little bit more. Jay, as always, love talking to you, man. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Want to start very big picture for those out there listening today in the great state of South Carolina. When it comes to Penn State, James Franklin, they know the name Paterno. With you being in your position, can you go into a little bit of detail of what your current position is for those that don't know, and how much you have to do with, obviously, Penn State athletics now going forward in your current position?
Well, I coached for 22 years of college football, and I've since I'm on the Board of Trustees at Penn State. So we're not directly involved in the hiring and firing of coaches, nor should we be, but certainly involved in a lot of the decisions that go into the athletic department. So still at every game. I do a TV show up here called Nittany Game Week that covers Penn State every week. So very, very, very attuned into what's happening.
Jay, what was the split of voices from fans and boosters and the people that you've talked to that led up to the ultimate decision to let James Franklin go? I mean, obviously, we know his record against top 10 and top 25 teams wasn't stellar, and it wasn't where Penn State fans want him to be. But you look at 35-plus wins over 3 years, that's nothing to sneeze at, and there's no guarantee whoever you hire gets you back to that exact same spot. So kind of where was the fan base as far as split of fans that wanted to keep him around and fans that wanted him gone?
I don't know if I can give you a statistical number, but we're playing Oregon, number 3 in the country. Third quarter, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, we fall behind 17-3, and the student section start chanting "Fire Franklin," almost in unison. And you're sitting there going, "We're in the middle of a game, in a top 5, top 10 game, and we're done with plenty of time." We come back, we tie the game, we go to overtime, and everybody's all in again. And then we lose the game, and they start again. We had a college hockey game here last week on Thursday night. And the other team scores a goal, and our fans start chanting "Fire Franklin." So it became this overwhelming thing. Now, that doesn't mean it's fair or it's earned or it's deserved, because I don't think it necessarily was. But as you mentioned, 35 wins the last the previous 3 years, and going 3-3, you start to say, well, okay, well, you know, I would think a guy that's won 35 games has earned the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, administrators and people at this in this day and age, they're reading the tea leaves all the time, and they're reading social media and getting Stratcom people to say X number of mentions are positive, negative, whatever. And they start to run their organizations based on that. And I don't think that's necessarily the way to be successful.
Jay, how much do you think the noise that you just talked about went into the actual firing of James Franklin?
Well, I think it had something to do with it. I don't think there's any question. You know, internally, I couldn't really tell you what, you know, what the team's mentality was like or whatever it may be. But, you know, this was a team that got behind Oregon and played hard to get back in it. A team that really came out, didn't start the game off very well against UCLA, was down 20 and got back within a score. So this wasn't a team that had just kind of mailed it in. I think the reality was, despite the expectations in the offseason, this was a team that was, if you look at, there were three really close losses or close wins last year. They were every bit as close to being 8-4 as they were to being in the national championship game. And some of it is, I think, people overestimated how talented this roster was. It's talented. But, you know, when I looked at, you know, the expectations for what the offensive line would be, the running backs, all that kind of stuff, they were not performing to that level. Coming into the Oregon game, when you look at the non-conference schedule, they were not performing at a very high level. And some of that, you know, that is really ultimately what undid the whole thing.
Talking to Jay Paterno, Penn State Board of Trustees member. Maybe you've heard his last name a time or two. Jay, right now, yesterday Cole and I were kind of ranking the available jobs in college football. And, you know, it's right now Penn State is in a category of its own. After that, there's a fairly significant drop off to the other coaches or other teams that are looking for coaches. Back-to-back national championship winning conference, great fan base, great support, big-time changes coming to the stadium there. What if, though, another elite job comes open in the coming days and weeks, like a Florida job? A lot of people think Billy Napier is kind of right there on that edge, too. Does that affect the speed at which Penn State needs to make a decision, or is Penn State's brand and this opportunity so strong that you feel like you can take your time?
I think the thing that's accelerated this more than anything is the December signing day. So now everybody's afraid that, you know, I got to keep my recruiting class together. So if we're going to make a move, let's make this move now. And then we can get a coach in place that can keep the class that we've got committed here. But the problem is at a place like Penn State or a place like Florida, if that were to come open, the kind of coaches you want to go get are likely at other schools having very successful seasons, and who do not necessarily want to walk away from their team when they're in the middle of a potential playoff run or whatever that may be. So that becomes really, really problematic in terms of where we are. And I think part of the reason that this may have happened sooner than later is the idea that let's go grab somebody because Florida may come open and we don't want to be competing with them for this.
You know, that's so interesting, Jay, because ultimately I think you're exactly right. The timing is big, and every decision made, especially at that high of a level, timing's very important. You mentioned keeping the recruiting class together. You mentioned December and that window, that period coming up very soon. How do you believe the ones making this decision will weigh waiting to try to get one of those guys that you talked about that still may be coaching versus the urgency of getting someone in now? And I guess the second part of that question is that interim tag. How important is it for that interim to be able to keep that recruiting class together?
Yeah, I mean, no matter how, you know, when you have the interim tag and you're trying to keep the recruiting class together and having been through it once, you can make all the promises in the world, but at the end of the day, they still want to know who the next coach is going to be.
That's right.
So I think there is certainly some pressure to try and get somebody sooner than later. But we'll see how that unfolds.
Jay, can you talk to me about the triggering of the 15-day transfer portal window immediately after a new coach is hired? That rule has changed from where it was before. It was once a coach is fired. Now it's once a coach is hired. It's kind of unprecedented, right? This is the first, one of the first major openings since that rule was changed. How does that affect things? How are you guys kind of looking at how that will play out?
Well, I think that that's going to impact it greatly. I mean, the first thing is that a coach got to do is not only create, keep the recruiting class together, but also figure out who's going to stick around and try and recruit the current team. Because if you bring in a guy who is a – if you have quarterbacks that aren't mobile, for example, and you bring in a guy that's going to be running all kinds of spread zone read stuff, they're going to have to try and keep those guys from leaving or just – or tell them, hey, look, you're not going to fit into what we do. So I think those things – become important. All the while you have to meet with HR to sign your paperwork, and you got to get your office keys and all these other things and have a press conference. And there's so many things that go into it now. So it becomes really tough to do all those things.
Jay, when you talk about the decision that was made, and by the way, we're joined by Jay Paterno right here on The Fan Upstate. When you talk about the decision that was made over the weekend in the firing and the dismissal of James Franklin, how much of a risk do you think that is? We all know there's a risk involved in hiring a new coach anytime you do so. But when you talk about a guy who, granted, has had some heat on the back end of his career, but when you look at the stability that he brought to Penn State, I mean, it's unprecedented. How much risk do you think was involved for those that were having to push that red button? How would you weigh that risk?
Oh, I think it's a tremendous amount of risk because you know there's no guarantee in any of this. You may have had conversations with two or three guys that maybe you think are interested in the job, but until they take it, you know, you don't know what you're going to get, number one. Number two, you know, everybody wants to fire their coach, but when you sit down and say, well, who do you want to hire? Now, all of a sudden, they're not, you know, this guy, somebody wants this one, somebody wants that one, somebody wants you to go, you know, dangle $15 million a year in front of a guy like who's retired, like Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, and, you know, all those things. And even if you got somebody like you know, Nick Saban, then you still have some fans that say he's too old. He doesn't understand the players these days. He won't be successful. So, I mean, it's there is risk in no matter which way you go. And the devil that you know sometimes is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
And most times it's better than the devil that you don't know.
Jay, you mentioned something there I want to follow up on, maybe already having someone in mind. Do you believe, and I know you can't go into specifics, but do you believe the magnitude of this, with Penn State being one of the larger brands in all of college football, that when you guys make a decision like this to let go of James Franklin, you already have to have some sort of word, some sort of commitment, some sort of back-channeling interest that the person that maybe you're interested is in, the person that you're interested in is interested in your job. Therefore, that gives you a little bit more confidence to be able to kind of rip the Band-Aid off?
Well, I think no matter what, every athletic director who's worth their salt has in their drawer somewhere. I mean, not obviously not in a drawer, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've all got short lists in case if my coach leaves or abruptly quits or says I've had enough, whatever it may be, or gets hit by a bus, whatever it may be. They've got a couple people they think would be good fits for them. And if you don't have that, then you're probably not doing your job.
Yeah.
But there's also, once you have that short list, there are also some other names that'll pop up over the course of a search that you go, oh, I hadn't thought of that guy, or I thought of that guy. So, you know, we'll see how it unfolds. But certainly I would think that there was some idea as to who they'd be interested in. Even my dad in his last year, you know, when he knew he was going to retire a year and a half out, he told, you know, he met with the AD and met with the president of the university, and they came up with a list of four or five guys that he would like that they all thought would be appropriate.
Talking to Jay Paterno, part of the Board of Trustees for Penn State University. You know, coaches always say the right thing in these situations. I'm thinking of the Matt Rhule press conference where he says, you know, some iteration of I'm focused on my school, I'm focused on the team that we have to play this week. Do you ever get, you know, a little quiet chuckle? I know you have to put on the poker face, but a quiet internal chuckle when a guy that you know your school is reaching out to is saying, quote unquote, all the wrong things to you publicly?
Well, I don't know who we've reached out to, so I can't guess as to who is or isn't being clever. I do know that at one point I was asked about, I was asked by a group of student journalists. There was a rumor that I had interviewed for a job somewhere else, and I had. And the student asked me if I'd interviewed some. He said, I read somewhere that you may have interviewed at such and such a place. And I said, well, you can't believe everything you read. And that's all I said. And they took that as a no. And I was like, all righty. We've clearly failed our journalism students at Penn State, but I got away with one. You know, and that's kind of how you watch these things. And, the interesting thing is it's as much what they don't say as what they do say.
Mm. So with that being said, I know you may not can comment in depth on this, but if the decision were left up to Jay Paterno, who do you look at as a good fit for Penn State?
I don't even want to go there. I want someone who understands what this place is about, what it means academically, what we want our kids to do academically, what our fan base expects. We want that blue-collar, hardworking mentality that's always been successful here. Because, look, if I mention somebody,
yeah.
Somebody's going to say a trustee at Penn State mentioned these three guys, and now they're going to get asked at this press conference. And some of these guys I know, some of them, you know, and then all of a sudden I'll get a call like, hey, what'd you put me in that bind for?
Yeah.
So I'll leave it at that.
I knew you wouldn't be able to. I just thought I'd ask anyway.
No. Oh, you got to ask. What would be doing your job if you didn't ask? And now that you know my trade secret of avoiding answering questions, then you know what I just did there.
Jay, how do you feel about, you know, the ability of the interim coaching staff's ability to keep a large portion of this roster together? You alluded to it earlier, a lot of talent on this team, you know, a top five team at one point in this season. You know, how much of that do you think you're going to be able to retain? Maybe it's too early to answer that question. And how much of a selling point is that to whoever may be coming in after Coach Franklin?
I think they'll do a good job. Terry Smith, who's the interim coach, is a guy I played with at Penn State years ago. He's been around a long time. He's been, I think, one of the few guys that's been here since James got hired. I think they'll do a good job, some of those guys in that staff. But it becomes difficult because while you're trying to retain the roster, you also have to start thinking about where am I going to go next because I may not have a job here. But I think they'll do a good job. And I think, unfortunately for them, the really hard part of the schedule is coming up. With six games, four of them on the road. They go to Iowa this week. They have an off week to go to Ohio State. The next week, they have Indiana after that. And then they've got at Michigan State, Nebraska, and at Rutgers. So there is some tough – there are no gimme putts left on this schedule.
Fans will always focus on the winning percentage against the top 10 teams at institutions like Penn State. But can you give us some tangible ways in which – The program is better off after James Franklin had his tenure there?
Well, I think when he first got here, there were some real challenges. And I think this team has had a lot of success. People are used to that kind of success. And I think that's the baseline now. The baseline will be that, you know, 10-win season, 11-win seasons. You're going to have some 9-win seasons sprinkled in there because that's just the reality of the game. But I think that we're back to where people, you know, the fact that people are mad that we're not doing certain things is a good sign. Good sign. So,
Jay, before we we'll
look forward to see what happens.
Before we let you go, you mentioned the journalism class that puts you on the spot. I mean, I guess I'll keep it up and continue to put you on the spot here. I mean, you did coach for 17 years. Did you have a 0.00001% interest at all? I mean, you coached at Penn State. You're a Penn State guy.
Oh, you mean now?
Yeah.
Look, if they called me tomorrow and said we really need you because everybody else turned it down, yeah, I'd go do it. Right now I would go seek is manager of the Red Sox. I think that looks like a cool game.
Jay, you're the best man.
Well, you did ask, so I did give you an honest answer on that one.
Hey, Jay, would you have pulled Blake Snell going into the ninth last night?
No. No.
There you go.
I literally said, what are they doing?
Yeah, me too.
Because the last pitch he threw, I went, what was that? Yeah, definitely would not have pulled him.
So, Jay, so
you
much.
You guys have a good one, man.
You too, man. Appreciate you as always. Jay Paterno right here on the Fan Upstate. Really good stuff there on Penn State, James Franklin, and, man, just the entire, not the search process, but what the, I guess, the message is. And Diesel, there's so much to unpack from that interview. Mm-hmm. I know we have Daily Wires coming up, but. My gosh, a lot to unpack from that and what he said. And I did kind of put him in a tough spot asking who he would think would, you know, who he thought would be an ideal fit. But I also, you know, when he said, I'm not going to get into that, he also continued to talk and he said a Penn State guy who understands what it means to, you know, win at Penn State. And that's Matt Rhule.
That so is Matt Rhule.
I don't know. Again, not reading too much into it. But and then the whole part about contacting somebody before you fire James Franklin, like, that's a huge part of it, man. Huge part of it.
Yeah, it's weird how they do it. It's kind of like you want to know that the girl's going to say yes when you ask her to the dance before you actually ask her. So you ask her friend, ask that friend if she would go with you to the dance. And then if she says no, then, well, you never actually asked in the first place. But a fascinating conversation with Jay Paterno, Board of Trustees at Penn State. He said he's not involved in the hiring process, but he will definitely be involved in the payment process.
That's right.
That's the last line of defense before those final decisions are made. Let's do our daily whip around of what's going on outside of the upstate sports world in a segment we call our Daily Wires next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.